Does something stand out from the surrounding high-rises? The red figure you see is Isamu Noguchi's red cube, which pops against the backdrop of the soaring Brown Brothers Harriman skyscraper. The bright red painted steel of the red cube contrasts the blacks, browns, and whites of the buildings and sidewalks around the sculpture. This was entirely intentional. You would also use the term cube loosely in this context, as the sculpture is not actually a cube, but a distorted shape seemingly stretched along its vertical axis. It's one of the most recognized public artworks in New York City. Noguchi is regarded as one of the 20th century's most important sculptors. You've undoubtedly seen his work around New York City. The Sunken Garden is located in the open plaza in front of Chase Manhattan Bank Plaza, and news decorates the main entrance to 50 Rockefeller Plaza. Moreover, the Isamu Noguchi Garden Museum, now known as the Noguchi Museum in Long Island City, features an outdoor sculpture garden and several galleries of his work. His prolific career spanned from the 1920s until his death in 1988. Noguchi was born in Los Angeles but was raised in Japan by his American mother. He is actually the illegitimate son of Japanese poet Yone Noguchi. Noguchi was initially discouraged from becoming an artist until he began taking sculpture classes in New York. He then moved to Paris and began his career as one of Brancusi's assistants, where he learned stone sculpture. From there, he added landscape, furniture, architecture, and set design to his talents. Like many of Noguchi's works, the red cube playfully interacts with the surrounding urban fabric. After all, the location and area in which a piece is exhibited can be just as important as the sculpture itself. Noguchi, in recognizing this important relationship, once noted, "A sculptor is not merely a decorator of buildings, but a serious collaborator with the architect in the creation of significant space and of significant shapes which define this space." Alongside the obvious pop of color, you'll notice that red cube mostly consists of diagonal lines, while vertical and horizontal lines are seen throughout the surrounding buildings. Crafted from steel, cast in aluminum, and painted in red, the sculpture's most notable feature is a cylindrical hole that runs upward through its center to reveal the building standing behind it. The piece also balances on one corner, with an opposite corner stretching upwards to a height of 24 feet. A viewer's eye is instantly directed to the sky. Through the center of the cube, there is a cylindrical hole revealing an inner surface of gray with evenly spaced lines moving from one opening of the hole to the other. Looking through this hole, the viewer's gaze is directed towards the building behind, tying the sculpture and the architecture together. The red cube has been compared to a rolling die, and interestingly enough, the sculpture does allude to the gambling nature of the surrounding financial markets, according to the Lower Manhattan Cultural Council.